Welcome to Clifton Health On Air.
I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And we are a local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey, that also services the township of Little Falls.
We are located 12 miles west of New York City.
And today with us, we have a very special guest, Elon from the John Thoreau Cancer Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank Welcome.
You for having me.
It's so good to be here with you. From your office. That's really exciting, from this communications lab. Thank you so much for allowing us in here.
Of course, it's a first use and for a really good cause, and I'm happy you guys are here with us.
Thank you so much. Can you briefly tell us about your role here at the John Thoreau Cancer Center?
Sure. So my title is Manager of Community Outreach and Engagement, and that is specifically for our John Thoreau Cancer Center. I currently manage a team of community health workers. We have a nurse navigator, a patient navigator, a data coordinator, and clinical research educator. So a variety of different roles that all fall under my management. And that together brings up our community outreach and engagement that is cancer specific.
Awesome. What is this place, I guess? What do you guys do on
that
a daily
basis?
That's
a great question. So we do a lot of different things, but our primary focus is to make sure that people are getting screened for cancer in a timely fashion, and not just any people, those who are underserved, those who don't have insurance, those who are underinsured. We often find that those are the people who are getting missed when it comes to cancer screenings. And so the goal is to really focus on early detection, early screening, and as much prevention as we can.
Awesome. Would that be considered your mission here?
Absolutely.
What would be your mission and vision for the center?
So we really focus on health equity. We're trying to bridge that gap that exists in our underserved groups. We want to make sure especially our Black and Brown communities are not being ignored in the healthcare system. And so we're going out into the community, teaching them about why screening is important, and then bringing them into the healthcare system. Our department is brand new. And when I say brand new, it's about almost 2 years old, but it's still a baby compared to the rest of our Hackensack Meridian Health Network. And this department exists out of a consortial agreement with Georgetown Lombardi, which is in Washington, D.C. And essentially what they have over in D.C. is something we needed to offer here as well. And it's been so well received by our community. So it's been a great journey.
I know, we love it. In the Clifton community, we can't sing your praises enough.
Thank you
so much for everything you have done already in our community and everything we're going to be partnering on. What services do you offer here?
So primarily we come out and we do a ton of health education, again, because we want to teach people about the importance of screening. We want to teach them about when they're eligible for screening. We want to teach them about advocacy, because maybe you were at a presentation that we offered and you're not of screening age, but someone you know or love is of screening age, and so being able to advocate for them or for yourself. And so that's a big part of it. We also offer some cancer screenings out in the community. So we're able to do prostate-specific antigen testing, or PSA for short, in the community. We're also able to distribute colon fit kits in the community, and it's a water-based test that will see if there's any blood in your stool. And outside of that, we connect anybody in the community to resources or cancer screenings. One of the biggest parts of our program is screening or assessing for the social determinants of health. We know that if you are hungry or you don't have transportation or housing, you're not interested in getting cancer screening, because there are other things that are taking priority. And so we will assess for that, and then we'll have our patient navigators direct you to those needs, as well as to whatever cancer screenings you're eligible for. And on top of all of that, we do presentations for education, but we get creative with them. And so we may turn a conversation about breast cancer into a paint and sip, for example, or into a vision board workshop.
Oh, wow.
We host 2 big events a year.
And
so that's really exciting. And outside of that, it's really just building community partnerships.
Awesome. What is there kind of like a story behind the John Thoreau Cancer Center, or is there a story personally for you on how the work that you do affects the community that you serve?
So one of the things that has always been really important to me personally is understanding my own family history, my own genetic makeup. When I was young, before I even knew much about cancer at all, my favorite aunt got breast cancer, unfortunately, and she was in her 30s.
No, I'm so sorry.
And, you know, we knew she lost her hair, but we didn't really understand the full depth. And then she got breast cancer again.
Oh, wow.
That was maybe about 10 years later.
Hmm.
And she survived, and we're so grateful to have her here. And then my mother got breast cancer. And I was like, at this point, I'm older, I'm in college, and I'm trying to figure it out. All I know is that when they say you have breast cancer in your family, you get screened earlier. But then what did earlier mean?
Okay.
And so I educated myself. My background's in public health, so I'm a huge advocate on when you know more, you do more, and just having that health
having
education,
that.
Having that background.
Yeah.
And I advocated for myself with a lot of doctors to make sure that I would get screened in a timely fashion, and it's a fight because when it comes to money and insurance and all those things, but I finally met a doctor who helped me build a risk profile and did a risk assessment on me so that my portfolio, so to speak, would support me getting my mammogram early, getting my MRI early, those sorts of things. So I'm extremely passionate about cancer screenings, but more specifically, what's in our family and understanding what we need to do for us, even if it doesn't necessarily align with the guidelines.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's really interesting you also touched upon health literacy specifically and advocating for yourself. That's an awesome connection between the John Thoreau Cancer Center and public health. You touched upon two really big community outreach events. How would you, I guess, can you tell us about those events and how are they received in the community?
Sure. So this year, this past July, we had our first ever Caribbean and Latino Block Party and Health Fair, which was very well received by the community, and it was also inspired by the community. At another event, we had someone tell us that we should do something that was specific to the Caribbean and Latino population and that would draw them in. And immediately I thought, food and music, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We want to have a good time, we want to party, but
yes.
We also want to focus on health. And so we were fortunate that we were able to partner with the School of Medicine and use their space. And we had air-conditioned tents. We had a food truck with jerk chicken and plantains and rice and peas. And we had a DJ. We had a performer.
Yeah.
We had all the bells and whistles. And it was a beautiful event because we brought in community members that we see when we're out, right? When we're at food pantries and we're tabling. We're also promoting our events. And so they came and they were
That's
really
great.
Excited. They were able to get screened for free. We screened at that event for PSA. We screened for blood pressure, we screened for A1C for diabetes, as well as cholesterol. And then there were a bunch of educational tables that were there where people could learn about asthma and blood pressure and nutrition, and there were just a number of different vendors they could interact with. And we also had several workshops that were taking place in the School of Medicine, anywhere from salsa dancing classes to learning about what clinical research is.
Wow.
So it was a really good time.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah.
It just sounds amazing.
No, I mean, we had fun, but to look around and see the community members having fun and dancing with their spouses and their children. We had a children's corner and you could color.
Wow.
It was a really good time.
Every family member was
Everyone was
involved.
We didn't want childcare to be a barrier. We partnered with Screen NJ so that transportation wouldn't be a barrier. So if you were coming to get screened for cancer at this event, you could get a free ride if you didn't have transportation round trip, which was huge for us. It really bridged the gap. Our second event that we do every year, which we had our third annual men's health event, that was in September, and we do it every September. And that one really is just encouraging men to prioritize their health. We do a panel, and the panel talks about everything from mental health to physical health to understanding when it's important to be screened, not only for cancer, but for other chronic illnesses and diseases that could come about in our lifetime. And it's a similar setup where we have vendors there. You can, you know, receive more education. There's raffles. Harry Carson, retired NFL Hall of Famer, supports it every year.
Oh, man.
No, and he's awesome, and he really gets the guys out. They come with their jerseys and their chairs, and they want things signed, but they also get their PSAs drawn.
That's great.
And we actually, we saved one life from this event, which is huge. One of the gentlemen who was screened for PSA said he saw it on social media, and he decided to come and that he had never
you
had.
You saw the event?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was being advertised. He said, I just figured I'd go.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the blood draw, and the results unfortunately came back as prostate cancer. And he's done several interviews and just really telling HMH how grateful he is because he has more time with his family, his grandchildren, and he had prostate cancer and had no idea. So again, back to that early detection and really focusing on why it's important to get screened, because the treatment options are better. You extend your mortality, you get to live a longer life when you're able to find it and handle it immediately.
Yeah, and that's an amazing story. You guys hosted this event, you saw it on social media, and you saved a life. That's wonderful. And kudos to everyone who have, you yourself and your team, who put that event together. I guess this goes into another question. What are some current challenges facing the John Thoreau Cancer Center, and how is the center addressing them?
So I would say from the community outreach perspective, one of the biggest challenges are some of those barriers that come up that we're assessing for social determinants of health. Because again, if people are hungry, they're not going to get screened. They, you know, don't have a job or housing, they're not going to get screened. And so our navigators work really hard to keep people accountable and say, you know, I'm going to connect you to this food pantry, but I also still want you to get your mammogram this year. And so thank you, I appreciate you going to pick up your bag at the food pantry, but what about the mammogram?
Okay.
And to find that balance, right, the fine line between staying on top of somebody and keeping them accountable versus getting on their nerves, right? Because it's tough, and we really pride ourselves in being able to build relationships with the community members that we engage with. We recently had another testimonial where one of our staff brought in a person who said, and she said, hey, this person really needs a mammogram. She's scared. She has some signs and symptoms. She might answer the phone one day. She might not answer the phone another day, but please stay with her. And unfortunately, she had breast cancer.
Yeah.
But we were able to connect her to treatment, and she rang the bell.
She did.
Yes, to say that she was getting her last treatment. And so it's really, like I said, important to find that balance. But the barriers are real.
Right.
And real life can get in the way of some of the other things that people sort of think that can never happen to me or it won't be me. And if there's anything that we know, the rates of cancer are increasing. I can never walk into a room and say, if you haven't been impacted by cancer, whether directly or indirectly, and nobody raises their hand, right? Everybody raises their hand. So it is very important.
It is. It truly is. I have two questions, but I definitely want to put a pin in that and talk about our partnership at the Clifton Health Department. How would you describe your partnership with the Clifton Health Department?
It has been fabulous. So the Caribbean Latino Health Fair block party that we threw.
Which we will be attending next year. No,
absolutely.
Sure. Okay.
Because we didn't know you this year.
I know.
And, Ashley walked in and she was like, you know, perusing and just participating. And one of our colleagues said, oh, Elon, come over. I want you to meet Ashley. She's from the Clifton Health Department. And we've been inseparable since.
Yeah. and we thank her for that every day.
We are so grateful because the more we get to be out in the community, the more opportunities that we have to save lives and to make a difference. And so we've done a few events at the satellite office where we've just tabled, right? And that gives us the opportunity to, one, invite people to events that we're having that they may not know about, provide education about screening, distribute colon fit kits, which are provided to the community free of charge, and they mail them back to us. So if something is wrong, we can call you, we can talk you through it, and then get you connected to further testing. So it's just been, really amazing to partner with you all. One thing that has been truly amazing about this partnership is that it's not just Clifton Health Department and the John Thoreau Cancer Center Community Outreach and Engagement, because every time we engage with you guys, you make an opportunity for us to meet somebody else, right?
Yeah.
So whenever we table at the satellite office, there's another organization there that we can meet and partner with. And for our paint and sip, now we'll be at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, so
you can, another contact.
You can have that contact and do events there. We have a really great relationship with our Boys and Girls Club. Long term, what are your key goals for the upcoming year, and how do you plan to achieve them?
Upcoming year, we have a planning meeting upcoming.
Okay.
So because the Caribbean Latino Health Fair and Black Party went so well, that's definitely happening again.
Absolutely.
Men's health is also another one that's happening again. I would like to see that we continue to get creative in how we talk about cancer and cancer screening. I would like us to do a lot more educational events, and not only in the typical settings, right? You know, you get a room, you have a PowerPoint. This year I had the opportunity, when we were promoting men's health, to go to a barbershop. And while men were getting their haircuts, we were talking about prostate cancer, and we were, you know, educating them about why it's important and inviting them to men's health. And they were receptive while they got their beards lined up.
Yes. So we also, which we will have to talk on the side about this, but we also hosted a men's mental health screening, and we walked into barbershops and we try to give them the flyer. So we need to collaborate on that next time, because I think that's an amazing place. So many men go into barbershops and they sit there for hours. Like, this is their community time and it's their time to decompress and talk. But no one there is a professional, possibly. So it would be amazing to go into more barbershops and discuss those presentations.
Absolutely.
And how important it is to screen for specific cancers.
We got buy-in from the owner first.
Okay, that's important.
He prepared them that we were coming.
Good.
But they were receptive.
Awesome, that's amazing. That's really great to hear.
But yes, I want to continue to find creative venues and creative ways to connect with our community. The biggest part for me is trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
And being
Absolutely.
Consistent. I don't like to go anywhere just one time, because the people see you, they remember you, and building that trust can make a difference in anybody's life. You know, you saw me once and you were a little skeptical, and then you saw me twice and you're like, oh, she might be serious. And then the third time you really want to hear what I have to say, and you trust the resource that I'm connecting you to. And so I would love to continue to do that. I think my biggest dream or my biggest goal mm-hmm. with this program is to have a way to do all the cancer screenings.
Okay.
When we are out in the community. Currently, we service Bergen, Passaic, and Hudson counties, but people want things right then and there. And if you're working with a homeless population, for example, mm-hmm. I may interact with you and teach you all the things right there, but then I may never see you again. I may never be able to call you again. And so if I'm able, you know, to screen you on this van or...
Yeah, what would that look like, dream-wise?
Ideally, it would be some sort of a...
Like a mobile
clinic? Semi-truck, okay. Mobile unit, right? Because we would need a mammography area. We would need a CT scanner for low-dose CT to scan for lung cancer. So it would be large. It would be a very heavy lift, but I think it would make a huge difference in our community. You know, we would be able to screen so many people, and we wouldn't just park it in one place, right? We would go to wherever we were needed and create a schedule and really get it done.
Yeah, that's amazing, and I can't wait for the upcoming year and everything that you and your team will do and has already done. I did have one question related to the men's event. How was the conversation when you were talking about mental health? Was it a mental health presentation to men? How did they receive it? Were they receptive or...
So we do a mixed conversation.
Okay.
So that it's not primarily focused on mental health, because there's so much stigma associated. We usually provide our moderator with a list of questions. And then our audience is also encouraged to ask questions, which this year they did. I was so very proud. People don't always ask directly about mental health out loud. And so we had another community partner from Bereavement there to supplement the conversation. And they really focus on grief and men's mental health. So they were there, and I think another way that we really focus on engaging our community members, when you come to our events, you can't skip any tables if you want to enter the raffle.
Right.
Everybody has to check a box, get a mm-hmm. signature. And so that really helps to make sure they're learning something. Sometimes people think they're in a rush or want to get out quickly, and then they realize, actually, there was something I really needed to take from this fair.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that just kind of brought up what that gentleman saw on social media. He needed to go to this fair, and he did. And you saved his life, which is an awesome testimony.
Well, not me. I can't take all the credit.
I know. The team in general. The screening. The screening. Right. If anyone wanted to learn a little bit more about the Cancer Center and the community outreach team, what specific resources do you have out there for, I would say, just upcoming public health students or any community residents listening?
So since we're still infants in the game, I would say I'm a direct contact, and I can connect people, whether it's to my nurse navigator, my patient navigator, whatever the need is. And I'm happy to give my email address. My email address is my first name, elan.shoulders@hmhn.org. And we're always looking for volunteers, interns, people who want to learn more about public health, people who are interested in oncology. But again, the emphasis is on our community. And so if you have somebody who needs to be connected to a resource, especially cancer screening, we can help with that. And we want to hear from folks. And if anybody wants to be on our mailing list to hear about our future events, mm-hmm. we can also sign them up for that.
How would they sign up?
They can email me and I will add them.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. All right, thank you so much. It's amazing to sit down and have a chat with you. And I am super excited for all the upcoming events that we have as a partner with you and your team.
Well, thank you so much for being here, for having me as a guest. This was really awesome. And we're looking forward to the future collaborations.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Lauren, take us out. Tune in to our podcast every other Monday for a new episode. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. You can visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. You can follow us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?